Before we get to Jesse's tweet, which he so proudly wants discussed, Tausch, I think to open the season, if I remember correctly, the Packers over under more or less line for wins was 7.5.
Correct. That is correct, yes.
And I went under. Did you go over?
I did.
It's now, I just had this sent to me by my buddy Jimmy. It's now at 8.5 if you were trying to wager now that they're 2-2. Would you go over now for certain?
For certain, no, but I like 9-10 is where I thought. I really felt like that Bears game was critical for a lot of reasons, the confidence in the building and all of that stuff. But, yeah, I would be shocked if it's – if you're at 8.5 with the schedule that they have remaining.
Yeah, they need six more wins to get to 8, seven more wins to get to 8.
Very big – I need to come up with that right word. Don't have it yet of what the disappointment would be because I just have – I think we need to have higher expectations. I think we came into this with I don't know. And nobody did know. And by the way, none of the coaches knew either. Just none of them did. They all hoped and thought. And even Tom Clements, when he was talking the other day, it's kind of validated the fact that he doesn't stink. He's going to be – he's a good player. We thought that. That's the – it wasn't like glowing with what Tom Clements said. It was more, you know, basic stuff that coaches say. So – the fact that Jordan has been what he's been so far, it makes me incredibly confident to say, yeah, I think 7.5, 8, anything over 8, I would feel really good about doing.
Okay. Jesse, tell us about your tweets.
I tweeted last night after the Brewers game because I was kind of upset.
Don't tweet angry.
I shouldn't, but I thought this was a pretty good one, and it got some traction. I wanted to share it with you guys here. I did the Spider-Man thing where they're both two Spider-Men pointing at each other. It's like you're the same thing.
Tobey Maguire and James Garfield, or which Spider-Man do you have?
Andrew Garfield. James Garfield was a president.
He took a poke at it.
He did. Craig Counsell looking at Matt LaFleur. Mike Budenholzer looking at Mike McCarthy. Brett Favre looking at Aaron Rodgers. Brewers playoff offense looking at Packers playoff defense. Just another trip around the sun in Wisconsin sports. Shrug emoji.
If you're curious about the engagement.
12 likes is a lot for me, Jason.
12 likes, 4 retweets. One comment and 1,384 views. So we'll have to get Maddie Hayes, our social media queen, to fill us in on whether that's good engagement or not for Jesse.
Hey, look, I'm not here to brag about numbers. I'm here to make a point.
Yes, and that's what I was getting to. Tausch, is this a insightful tweet from Jesse Nelson and his little Spider-Man gif?
I think it's kitschy. I understand why Jesse put that out because, in essence, what it's saying, even though I thought Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire were all fantastic, and I think they've dipped off precipitously. That's why
with
I need
James
to know
Garfield.
Who those two Spider-Men are.
Sure.
There is a lot of parallels. And for as much as I don't think that we're a cursed fan base by any stretch, I can understand the postseason play and the amount of angst and, dare I say, animosity that our fans have because we have not closed the deal enough.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. And for Jesse's tweet to get the kind of traction that it did on its own for him, I think that's it's telling that, you know, there's also that, what do they call the little triangle that has, get my hopes up. Oh, disappoint me. They do something in the offseason. It's the same basic principle. And when you don't win and you feel like you've fallen short of expectations, which nobody can argue the Packers have done, the Bucks have done, and the Brewers have done, it's apropos. The word I would use for Jesse's tweet is apropos.
Okay. Jesse, do you consider that to be high praise?
Kitschy and apropos. I don't know if that's what I was looking for.
So not rave reviews.
He didn't say it was dumb, which he...
No, it's definitely not dumb. No.
So I'll take that.
Nothing
as,
dumb about it.
Yeah. I mean, there have been some things I've said, Shohei Ohtani among them, that, you know, it's been pretty strongly like, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Brewer fans shouldn't want Craig Counsell back. Like, there's some things
that just
today
earlier today
that you said that are really dumb. Yeah.
So the fact that I didn't get that's one of the dumbest tweets I've ever seen makes me feel like it was
kind of a win. No, it's definitely not.
So, no, so if this was a movie poster for Jesse's tweet and it had, like, reviews on it. Tausch's Kitschy would be viewed as one of the positives. Not one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on Twitter, raves Mark Tauscher.
No, I didn't say that. What, so, Jason, what do you say?
So I thought your point, using Jesse's GIF to get there, is about the similarities about disappointment. You're both right about that, right? Now, again, I don't study all the other fan bases of all the other teams and all the other leagues. I don't know if, like, can Twins fans and Vikings fans identify with similar postseason disappointments? Like, do both of those fans bases have similar losses that they can view? I don't know that. But to Jesse's point in that tweet, yeah. Like, there are a lot of instances where you get your hopes up, I don't think necessarily to championship level with all of the teams involved all the time here in Wisconsin, but certainly you allow your hopes to get up to say, hey, who knows, we win the NLCS, or maybe we're in the Eastern Conference Finals, right? Before they won their championship, the Bucks, you know, you were hoping, hey, let's get to the finals and let's get to the NBA Finals, right? I don't know if that's a common feeling among other combined fan bases, but here, the disappointment roughly feels the same with one vital exception, and that is when you had Aaron Rodgers, your expectations were always much higher. No one was like, hey, we got Woody and Corbin Burns, we're going to the World Series before Woody's injury. Whereas with Aaron Rodgers, hey, if we don't get to the Super Bowl, we're going to be, what was it you were looking for, disappointment, bitterly disappointed. That doesn't even sum it up how most fans felt after playoff losses with him at quarterback. So I don't think they're, Toby Maguire notwithstanding, I'm not sure they're exactly the same. But Jesse was talking about the defensive disappointments when he used his reference to the Packers. And Lord knows there's been plenty of those as well for them in the postseason. All right. Jesse, you have scheduled trivia for the end of the show? Like, you did it on purpose?
I did. Yep. It's been a while.
Okay. Thank you for your service. I want to get to something that I saw, and I saw Jen, Gabe, and Chewy were talking about it this morning as well, and I want to get Tausch's insight as a former player. Before we do that, I want to get Tausch's insight about Kohler Services, who's coming to visit us next week. So we're excited about that.
Well, so if you've been thinking, like Jason and the Wilde family, about updating your bath or shower, Kohler Services is the spot to go. Kohler Services, a local end-to-end bath and shower design and remodel service brought to you by Kohler, family-owned business in Wisconsin for 150 years. And when you think premium, quality Wisconsin brands, Kohler is at the top of that list. And Kohler is the only manufacturer offering fast, professional installation and care for life. You can start enjoying your bath or shower right now with a special offer. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request a free quote and tell them that Old T sent you. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Talk a little bit about something that Lauren Holiday posted on social media. I saw it, Tausch saw it, Jesse saw it. I'm intrigued by what Tausch's reaction will be. We'll ask for it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.